Smokey Joe. I was 15 years old before I realized my first name wasn't Boy. That's what all the old-timers would call us kids. They weren't being disrespectful. That's just how it was back then. This is the era I grew up, when men were real men and boys were trained to be real men. It was the year our nation celebrated its bicentennial and the decade that ended the Vietnam War, and many vets longed to return to the simple life that sheltered them from the ridicule of an intolerant society. I had an elderly neighbor whose son wasn't coming home. Charlie was the kind of man who would never give you the shirt off his back, but would never let you go without one either. Nearly 80 years old, he never seemed to tire when he worked, but struggled at times with a heavy load. He would say the wrinkles were the stains his smile would leave behind, and the gray in his hair was a gift God granted to remind him to seek wisdom above riches. He taught by example that men wear hats and most always had one on. His examples may have been tough, hard work, not cutting corners, and doing the right thing when no one is watching, but that's what boys needed back then. That's what would make boys become men. Occasionally you could see the ring his hat left behind in his straight white hair. He kept it combed back so it wouldn't fall in his eyes, although I don't think it would have made it there. I seldom saw him in anything other than jeans and old well-kept boots, and he made sure I looked the same way. I would often find myself wandering over to his little ranch near my place, and I would offer to do chores. He didn't seem to mind the help, and I hope he didn't mind the company either. I know I didn't. I didn't mind a couple of extra bucks. Through the years, he taught me a lot about his world. How to work hard, eat hearty, talk to dogs, and ride a horse. And I don't think anyone who visited Charlie ever went away hungry.